USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Many parts of the U.S. getting slammed with snow, other parts getting drenched with rain, flooding, baseball-sized hail, and strong winds. There have been tornadoes reported in Texas. At Denver International Airport, more than 2,000 flights have been canceled this weekend, and by the end of tonight, Colorado expected to receive as much as 2 feet. Many storm and winter weather warnings up across parts of the U.S. A party on the south side of Chicago has erupted in gunfire. At least 2 people were shot and killed and 13 others wounded early Sunday morning.
It was quite chaotic, and our crews did a tremendous job getting their arms around it, sorting out the casualties and the victims.
At least 7 of the victims are in serious to critical condition. Investigators say a garage at a towing company was converted into a makeshift bar. USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Riots and protests in several U.S. cities on Saturday night marked the one-year anniversary of the death of Breonna Taylor, who was shot and killed during a police raid in Louisville. Los Angeles, Portland, and Seattle saw protests and clashes between crowds and police. Rioters threw rocks at officers in Hollywood and smashed store windows. In Portland, Oregon, the federal courthouse downtown was targeted again. About 100 protesters were detained after being surrounded by a large group of officers. Several shops in downtown Seattle were seen with smashed windows and spray-painted walls. 13 people arrested. One of the Democratic Party's top lawyers has been hit with sanctions by a federal court for an ethics violation. The Epoch Times reports that Mark Elias, who was involved in elections-related lawsuits during the 2020 elections, was punished and criticized by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit this week. Elias led a team of attorneys to file lawsuits to expand ballots in swing states. Republicans and former President Trump criticized him, saying that he was being used by Democrats to steal the 2020 election. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Department of Justice says a prominent Black Lives Matter activist has been indicted by a federal jury in Toledo, Ohio, for defrauding donors. The Epoch Times reports that Sir Major Page, also known as Tyree Conyers Page, was indicted on 3 counts of money laundering and 1 count of wire fraud. The department said that he allegedly created a Facebook page called Black Lives Matter of Greater Atlanta before defrauding donors of more than $450,000 after it was revoked by the IRS as a tax-exempt charity. Page tells local media that he didn't intentionally commit any crimes. He allegedly used a substantial portion of the donations to purchase personal items such as hotel rooms, guns, clothing, and forms of entertainment, officials said. German carmaker Volkswagen plans to cut up to 4,000 jobs at its plant in Germany. Company sources say they'll offer early or partial retirement to some employees in a move to cut costs. An asteroid is expected to just miss Earth next week. Dan Araki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
Astronomers say that an asteroid twice the size of the Eiffel Tower will pass close to Earth on March 21st. NASA says the asteroid, named 2001 FO32, will pass by the Earth at a distance of more than 1 million miles. Scientists say the close encounter will give them an opportunity to study a potentially hazardous asteroid, but emphasize that there's no danger that the space rock will hit the planet. 2001 FO32 will be about 5 times the distance between the Earth and the Moon when it cruises by.
Here's hoping we don't get hit. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.